heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Collins has already talked to us this evening in such a wonderful way. Oh, don't we have a need? Does anybody here tonight have a need? Hallelujah. I mean, you got to get sick, folks sick before they can get help. Amen. You got to get folks to admit they need help. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you all, this is just me and you here tonight, and our people have come, Brother Barker, to this meeting tonight, and I'm just expecting great things. But you know, if great things happen, the Lord is going to have to do it. Amen. I mean, I can't make him do it, but let me put it this way. If it's going to get done, he'll be the one that gets it done. Amen. The Bible said that we have a great high priest. Can you see that? Seeing we have a great high priest. Hallelujah. Amen. Not after the order of Aaron. Amen. The priesthood was something that was handed down. Amen. Aaron being the first, at least in that sect, amen. Moses needing a helper, amen. And Aaron being called on to be his mouthpiece and to be the one that would go through the ceremony ritual, amen, that the Lord had laid out to them. I mean, he would be the one that was in control of the temple, amen. Not everybody could be priest, amen. Not everybody could obtain to that place. Not everybody could be high priest. Amen. You have to be, amen, a Levite, if you will. Amen. You had to be, amen, one of those sons. You had to come from that genealogy. You had to have that qualification. Amen. And so it was therefore ordained that Aaron would be the priest. He would be the one that would wear the ephod. He would be the one that would, amen, when you would go there to the temple, amen, when you would go there to offer up sacrifice, amen, you would bring with you your guilty conscience. Amen. You would bring with you the sacrifice, whatever the law would specify that you would bring. And there would you would enter into that enclosure. Amen. There would be a priest waiting for you, and he would lead you through step by step. He would introduce you, amen, step by step. He would be the mediator between God and between the people. That was the job of the priest. Amen. He was to bridge the gap. Amen. He was to put in the missing link, if you will. He was to make up the hedge between God and the people. Amen. For you see, you couldn't go to him by yourself. Amen. You couldn't go to him on your own. Amen. You had to be conducted there. You had to be led there. Amen. You have to be guided there. Amen. By one of God's called priests. Can somebody shout? Amen. Amen. It's a wonderful thing that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And you Bible readers will know that Paul wrote there. Amen. And it ultimately ends up, amen, with the preacher. Amen. The preacher. Amen. Leading them. But all things are different, amen, than they was then. Amen. Things have changed. Somebody shout glory. Amen. The high priest, amen, he would enter in. Glory to God. Amen. On the one day of atonement. And I know this is old hat to many of you. Amen. But he would enter in with the bells on his garment and the pomegranates. Amen. A jangling. Amen. He'd have a rope tied to his ankle. Amen. When he would go to the holies of holies. Amen. Glory to God. He would take the blood of the sacrifice. And he would sprinkle it in there. Help me now. Amen. And amen. If he came. Amen. And he wasn't sanctified. If he hadn't done all the rituals right. If he hadn't done everything that he was supposed to do, amen, they would pull out a dead priest. The pomegranates and the bells would stop jingling, and they'd know that God had stricken that priest dead. Amen. Another interesting point. Amen. When he was done with his ritual in the holies of holies, amen, he dared not turn away. Amen. And put his back to the glory of God. Amen. When he retreated, he must back out of the holies of holies. Amen. When he would come out of there, amen, he must back out and back down the stairs. Amen. Not turning his back on the glory of God. Amen. I want you to know tonight, amen, I felt his presence in this service. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to turn my back on it. Amen. I don't want to turn my back on the glory of God that is in this place tonight. Amen. Amen. But oh, like so many things, amen, when it's earthly, amen, the human aspect of it, amen, it will introduce us, amen, sometimes to the throne, amen, but yet sometimes to, amen, apostasy, sometimes, amen, to failure, amen, it will introduce us, and we know, amen, by our given record, amen, that the priesthood would fall, amen, it was like the book of Judges, it was up and it was down, amen, and we can cite out several backslidden priests, of one of whom, which Eli, amen, probably supposedly comes to mind, probably more than any, amen, who was the high priest and the judge, the ruler of the people, amen, in his backsliding condition, and God judged him for he wouldn't restrain his children, amen, and those things that he was knowing they were doing evil, amen, he did not restrain them from doing, amen, so God brought up a Samuel, amen, it's a wonderful thing, and it's sad at the same time, amen, when we in the ministry, when we as the church, amen, if we backslide, amen, that'd be a terrible thing, amen, but I believe God will raise another one up, amen, our attendance may wane, but God will send them from somewhere, amen, our preaching, amen, may, amen, fall, amen, into the trench of compromise, but I believe God, amen, will raise up a fiery, amen, blistering, amen, Bible thumping, amen, Holy Ghost filled preacher, amen, it'll say, thus saith the Lord. Can somebody shout amen tonight? Oh, the glory of the Lord. Amen. The priesthood. Amen. All the wonderful things, amen, that we read about in the Old Testament tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. The wonder of it all. Amen. The glory of it all. It's too big for us to comprehend. Amen. But when it failed, amen, God would raise up a Samuel. When Samuel's sons would fail, amen, God would raise up another. Amen. And as they fell one after another, amen, finally God sent, amen, his son. Amen. I know this is elementary and this is primary. Amen. Amen. I know this. And, amen. And you didn't know it, but it's impromptu. Probably sounds like it. Amen. But I want to talk to you for a little while. Amen. Not about Aaron. Amen. Not about Eli. But I want to talk to you a little bit while tonight. Amen. About our priest, our great high priest, amen, whose name is Jesus. Would you lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. Amen. There's not one valley that you can go through in which you'll not see before you, amen, bloody footprints, amen, that have went before you and risen, amen, out of that valley of temptation and trial. Amen. You cannot cast your finger, amen, and your voice towards heaven, accusing God, amen, that he doesn't know what you're going through. Amen. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. He was tempted like I am. He was tempted like you are. Amen. He knows your hurtings. He knows your moanings. He knows your groanings. Amen. He knows where you're at here tonight on this Saturday night at the highway of holiness. Amen. I said he knows exactly where you are tonight. Amen. I said he knows exactly where you're at tonight. Amen. He's our high priest. Amen. He's elevated. His position, amen, has been exalted. Amen. He's the high priest. It's not after the order of Aaron. Amen. I suppose probably, amen, it'd be more after the order of Melchizedek, as the Bible teaches us. Amen. What's so special about Melchizedek? Amen. saying, well, we have no record, amen, of Melchizedek's beginning. We have no record of his ending. Amen. Oh, what a type, amen, that illustrates of our Christ. Amen. Where is the beginning of him? And where is the ending of him? Amen. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Melchizedek had set up his priesthood. Amen. He had set up shop, so to speak. Amen. And before even Aaron, and before, amen, the priesthood, at least in that order, was ever even conceived, amen, Melchizedek was already, amen, doing the office and performing the office, amen, of the priesthood there in Salem. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Guiding people to God. Amen. Directing people to the Father. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In this obscure Old Testament figure. Amen. What an amazement. Amen. What a charm. Amen. He puts on us who read about him and wish and long and hunger for more to have been written about him. Amen. But I suppose if Melchizedek, amen, was a type and shadow of things to come in Christ Jesus, I suppose we could find more attributes of Melchizedek. Amen. When we read about the life of Christ, amen, as he was here on this earth, amen, all the tenderness, all the gentleness, amen, all the kindness, all the mercy that he displayed, amen, yet with sternness, and amen, yet with conscience, amen, yet not compromising, amen, one bit of the law, not one dot, not one tittle, amen, but fulfilling all of the law, amen, all wrapped up in one, amen, knowing where we come from, but yet knowing where we come from, also knowing where we're going, hallelujah, yet it does not hinder him, amen, our failures, amen, where we will end up, our end does not hinder the means of Christ in stretching out his hands, amen, and saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, amen, all the meekness of Christ and his humility, amen, that's the one thing in the Bible, amen, that he directed us, amen, and the disciples, amen, to know us about him, to learn of him, how he is lowly and how he is meek, amen, I feel the power of God in this place tonight, amen, can I just get wrapped up in Jesus, amen, can I just get wrapped up in the preacher here tonight, amen, can I get wrapped up, amen, in him who hath redeemed me by his blood. Would you lift a hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Have you been through a trial? Have you been through a heartache? Amen. It seems like all hope is gone. Seems like there's no way out. Seem like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Seem like things, amen, amen, it's awful gloomy. Amen. Brother Collins painted a true picture, amen, of the shape that the world is in. Amen. When the life of an animal is worth more than a life, amen, of a human being that has a soul. Amen. Come on now. That there would even be a debate over such a thing. Amen. Whether the dog should live. That there would be any such debate. Amen. Over so-called man's best friend. Amen. We're in a terrible shape. Amen. You elect one president, you can't trust him. Amen. We should have elected the other. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I didn't elect this one, I'll have you know. Amen. Glory to God. But probably, amen, if the other one got in, it probably wouldn't have been much better. Amen. We're facing terrible times. Amen. Come on now. Amen. As those saints of God suffered, amen, in the prison and in the drawers of Castro's prisons, amen, the only thing that saved one of them, amen, that his wife, amen, got, amen, into the free world and began to publish, and amen, and the free world began to put pressure on Castro for his freedom, amen, but 22 years did a young man spend, amen, tortured, amen, degraded, amen, suffering untold, amen,
Amen. But yet he did not deny his faith. Amen. And we got a high priest. Amen. That'll see us through. Amen. We have a high priest. Amen. I said, let me repeat again. We have a high priest that'll see us through. Amen. Oh, many of us have not suffered unto blood. Amen. Come on. Amen. We're not really suffering. Amen. But if we suffer, fear not. For he'll be with us in our sufferings. Amen. I said he'll be with us in our sufferings. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I feel like one of the stakes of the church. Amen. One reason. Amen. The devil's put a fear on us to suffer. Amen. So little fasting. So little prayer. Amen. So little consecration. Amen. So little denying of oneself. Amen. There's a fear of suffering. There's a fear to roll up our sleeves. Amen. And go to labor. Amen. But let me tell you. Amen. I would to God that he would give the church a mind to work. Amen. And with that mind, amen, when we would take one step, he'd be with us there. Amen. He'd take two steps. And in our suffering, he'd give us grace. Even if it would be suffering unto death. And in our hunger, he'd give us manna. And he'd give us meat that this world knows not of. Amen. Amen. And in the chaos, amen, he would give us peace. Amen. That passes all understanding. Would you lift a hand to heaven and praise the Lord?
Amen. There, let us therefore come boldly. Amen. I'm just talking to you. Come boldly unto the throne of grace. Amen. Grace? Amen. Grace! Hallelujah. How amazing that it is. Glory to God. That we may obtain. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Obtain, amen, mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Our faith is grace. Our faith is mercy. Our faith, he's intercessory prayer for us. Our faith, not in Paul Blanton, not in Brother Mike Allen, not in the Barker brothers, amen, not in L.L. Collins, but in our high priest, amen. I got confidence in all those names I mentioned, but my faith tonight is in him. My faith. You see, this little uneducated preacher, not so little physically, but little, amen, stature-wise, amen. This little old preacher, amen, I'm just really got confidence. Amen. I really believe that God's going to see us too. I really believe that. Amen. Brother Matt, you must not have been low. Oh, yes, I have been. And I know you've been low. And there's people here tonight that's low. But we have a high priest that's felt your pain, that's felt your suffering. Amen. Seeing then. Amen. Seeing then. Amen. We need to open our eyes. Amen. Do you see the drips of blood? Amen. Come on, that has fell. Amen. From his hands and his side. Amen. Do you see those bloody footprints up ahead? Amen. They've gone through every trial, every temptation. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You know how to get to heaven. Amen. Just follow the bloody footprints. Amen. You know how to get out of this predicament you're in. Amen. Just follow the bloody footprints. Amen. God help me tonight. Amen. Never to, amen, think that there's anything else but Jesus. God help me tonight. Amen. To think that there's any other way. Amen. But to say, God help us tonight. Amen. To look to him. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The highway of holiness don't need sermonizing. We need Jesus. Amen. This world don't need sermonizing.
We need Jesus. Amen. I like good sermons. I really do. Amen. I wish I could preach one or two before my ministry's over. I really do. Amen. But I know more than anything else, we need Jesus. Amen. But that's all, Brother Blanton. We know that. Amen. I appreciate your amens. Amen. You're acknowledging that. Glory to the Lamb of God. But my experience and your experience knows. Amen. It hasn't been the 3 points in the poems. It hasn't been the homiletics. Amen. Although that entertains us, it sort of keeps us, amen, from the doldrums sometimes. Amen. I do it, others do it. Praise God. And sometimes God has mercy on it and on us and gets in it and helps. And as long as Christ is being preached and the Word of God's being preached and truths are being expounded, amen, it's right and it's good and it's fine. I'm not preaching against that whatsoever. Amen. But the thing that's really kept us through, amen, has been the blood. Amen. Watching the trail of blood. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The thing that's really kept me alive and you alive, amen, is those footprints of blood. Amen. That's gone up ahead. Amen. What you say? Amen. Brother Blanton. Amen. What are you talking about? What footprints are you talking about? Amen. Seen. Then we have, amen, have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Amen. Other priests, amen, were buried. Amen. And taken away. Amen. They rested with their fathers in their sepulchres. Amen. Other high priests, amen, left some with good names and some with bad. Some left testimonies. Amen. Some, amen, were revered. Some were mourned, amen, for many days, amen, after they had left this world. Amen. But when Jesus is gone, amen, it's not the end of His priesthood. It's not the end of His office. Amen. For He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Ever making intercession for us. Amen. This is just a simple talk from my heart tonight. Amen. I really don't know what to do. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But when you don't know what to do, amen, glory to God. Amen. As Jehoshaphat told the Lord, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. Amen. When you really don't know what to do, amen, just look for Jesus. Amen. Look for those bloody prints. Amen. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. Look for Jesus. Amen. He's here to help you tonight. He's here to touch you tonight. Amen. He's a high priest. He knows how you're living, ma'am. Amen. He knows what's wrong with you, sir. Amen. He knows what bothers you and what ails thee. Amen. He knows exactly where you're at tonight. Amen. Won't you lift a hand to heaven? Call on Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama. Oh, glory. Jesus, sweetest name I know. Fills my ever longing, keeps me singing as I go. He's the hope of earth. He's the joy of heaven. Amen. He's the highest note in Sarah's song. The sweetest word in mortal tongue. Jesus. Amen. He's never taken backwater. He's never lost a battle. Amen. Amen. The demoniac of Gadara, amen, would fall down at His feet. Amen. Surrendered. And later we would find Him clothed, sitting and clothed and in His right mind. Amen. There was never a problem too hard for Him to solve. Amen. Got a bunch of folks to feed and just got a few loaves and few fishes. Amen. Get to breaking them, boys. Set the people down. Oh, I like that. Set them down by companies. Amen. I like that. Amen. Get them set down. Get them organized. Get them to sit down. Amen. And amen. Not be so anxious. Amen. And they began to pass out of that basket. Amen. And they were all filled. Amen. And there was of that left over. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. There's no problem. There's no question that's ever been asked that He can't answer. Amen. There's no sin, amen, that's too deep, amen, that He can't reach to the uttermost. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. God save worse than us. Amen. God, amen. Come on now. We can tell Him our worst sin, but God, amen, has already remedied worse sins than what's sitting here at the Highway of Holiness tonight. Amen. He's already revived that which is already dead, much less those that are just waning and sick. Amen. Maybe a little cold and feverish. Amen. He's revived right from the depths. Amen. Of death. Amen. Even though it might even have been 4 days. Amen. Come on now. He still makes the cry, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. You know what Lazarus did? He came forth. Amen. Why? For we have a high priest. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I can't have faith for myself. Amen. Even when He left this world on the third day, He rose again. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. What if I can't find nobody to pray for me? Pray as Brother Collins said, pray for yourself. Amen. Believe God for yourself. Amen. It should be to us. Amen. Although it's very elusive sometimes, amen, we should be able to believe Him. Amen. Didn't He save us when we asked Him? Didn't He sanctify us when we sought Him? Amen. When we asked, didn't He fill us with the Holy Ghost? Amen. Don't be afraid of Jesus. Amen. He'll not give you a stone when you ask for bread. He'll not give you something that'll hurt you. Amen. Open your mouth wide. Amen. Cry out to Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's still in Jesus. Let's stand to our feet tonight and give the Lord a praise. Say, come give us a song real quickly. Oh, glory. It is simple. You're here tonight and you have a need. There's a high priest that'll meet your need. Just simple. Amen. If you have a need here tonight, won't you come to this altar? If you seek Him, He'll be found of you. Amen. He's not far from you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's accessible. We don't have a high priest that's inaccessible. He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You can access Him. Amen. And although I've given the invitation, you don't need me to guide you the rest of the way. You can come and find Him for yourself. Aren't you tired of the preacher relaying messages from God? Wouldn't you like to hear His voice yourself? Wouldn't you like to know the will of God for your life for yourself? Huh? The knock was at the door. It was the great artist, Raphael. The servant was there and the master of the house wasn't at home. And the servant said, may I help you? And Raphael, in my paraphrase, will just explain to him he wanted to see the master. And he said, well, he's not here. I'll give him a message. Who should I say was calling? And Raphael, the great artist that he was, took out a piece of paper and a writing instrument. And free-handed, he drew a perfect circle. Free-handed. Give this to him. He'll know who it is. When the master of the house came home, he said, there was a man here. He wanted to see you. He said, to give you this. He said, he drew that free-handed. It was a perfect circle. The master said, I know who that is. There's only one man I know of that can do that. Hallelujah. There's only one man. My sheep know my voice. And another one in our ear. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God's handing out pieces of paper with perfect circles on it. You know who it is that's calling you. Only one man can do what he's doing to your heart right now. Only one man that I know of that can touch you deeper than sin ever left a stain. Only one man that I know of, amen, that can talk to you like he's talking to you tonight. His name's Jesus. Would you come? These altars are open quickly. Would you come? If you're here tonight and you need help, would you come? Oh, glory. Maybe the Lord will help me to preach before this meeting's over. And I just felt like telling you about Jesus. Come on tonight. Would you come? Would you come? Let God help you.